Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Jeremy Swem. The New Testament reading for today is from Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, speaking to me like a trumpet, said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, and before the throne were burning 7 torches of fire, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne are 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature, like a lion. The 7th living creature, like an ox. The 3rd living creature, with the face of a man. And the 4th living creature, like an eagle in flight. And the 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings, are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night they never cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, Amen. The first vision given to John had ended. He had seen Jesus giving messages to the 7 churches of God, with the final 2 messages speaking of a door. To the church in Philadelphia, Jesus had said, I set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. And then to the church in Laodicea, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he will be with me. And now after these things, John looked, and there was a door, but not the door to a house, the door of heaven, and it was open. And he was invited to come and see what must take place. Yet instead of more moments of trial and tribulation, of leaving off lukewarmness all the while turning toward God and away from sin, John saw a beautiful vision of the angels and saints gathered in heaven around the throne of God, worshiping him. On the throne in heaven, he saw God the Father, whose glory flashed forth as gemstones reflect light of the sun. From the Father emanated a rainbow reminding the faithful of God's grace and mercy long ago to Noah as he brought him through the flood and promised preservation for all creation. No longer would a flood threaten the earth again. And then, on 24 thrones were 24 elders clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their heads. These are not angels. The angels don't rule alongside God, nor are they given a crown of gold for the victory. These are the saints of the Old and New Testament. 12 elders representing the 12 tribes of Israel of the Old Testament. 12 elders representing the apostles of the New Testament. 24 elders, the church of all time. Yet we know the sins of Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, and for that matter, Peter, James, John, and the rest. They are men of unclean lips, as are we. How can they be in God's presence, let alone seated on thrones? They can be, for they've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They've been cleansed and redeemed, no debt to pay, for they've been purchased and won by the innocent suffering and death of the Son. And he who emerged victorious from the grave, who has the keys of Hades, who has the keys of David, has given to them life and crowned them with victory. That same life and same victory that he's given to you and me. And then just as lightning and thunder once shook Sinai as God came down to the mountaintop, then lightning and thunder proclaimed God's glory as John saw the Spirit represented by the torches. Oh, the Spirit once revealed by fire on the day of Pentecost, now revealing himself by fire in God the Father's presence. And then there's the sea, so often chaotic and threatening death. But the sea is calm now, for the world has been left behind, and John is experiencing peace in heaven. And not only peace, but also the beautiful, glorious doxology of heaven. For next came the four angelic beings leading the hymn of praise, started with the same Sanctus Isaiah once heard in the throne room of God, in which we join in the divine service as we sing, "Holy, holy, holy is God, the Lord of Sabaoth." The hymn of praise continued, recounting the mighty work of the God who created us, and singing praise to him, much like we do in the Te Deum. We praise you, O God. Oh, if only we could stay with John in this moment forever. But instead, we must face daily trials and tribulations. We must daily combat lukewarmness, and we must daily have God turn us away from sin and toward him. But the day is coming when we will enter through the door of heaven to be with the angels, the archangels, and all the saints, where there is fullness of peace and joy, and we shall be with him forever in his presence, singing praises to our triune God. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Give us the faith to behold this majesty of your presence in simple words, simple water, and simple bread and wine, as you come to us in the very body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.